There were extraordinary scenes in Melbourne today with violent clashes between protesters and police outside an international mining summit. The confrontation left two police officers and a protester in hospital. Dozens of people have been arrested, most of them for obstructing footpaths or emergency services workers, two of them for allegedly slapping a police horse. Victoria Police Acting Commander Tim Tully has defended the police's actions.
There are plenty of examples today that we've seen where we have shown a hell of a lot of discretion, a hell of a lot of tolerance. We have situations where people have been able to actively engage in peaceful and passive protest, but when we've had protesters requested to move from an area in terms of the obstruction that they're providing across at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre, they've refused to do so, and our tactics have been necessary and the actions have been more than justified.
Tim Tully from Victoria Police also says the protesters became more peaceful and cooperative in the afternoon, and he hopes this continues over the next 2 days. Jerome Small was one of the protest organisers with the Blockade IMARC Alliance, and he joins me now. Jerome, welcome.
Thanks, Patricia. Good to be here.
I understand you were among those arrested today. Were you charged and were you hurt through the process?
I wasn't hurt through the process. It's pretty dramatic and grabbed by, I'm not sure whether it was five or six of Victoria police officers. In the footage that I've seen, I seem to be doing nothing more than using a megaphone at the time, but obviously that was worthy of being grabbed in the view of the Victoria Police. I saw people being battened with their hands up for doing nothing more than standing in a line. I saw people getting ridden over by police horses, but I personally am doing fine, thanks.
Okay, and you weren't charged?
I was told I might be charged on summons, so all of that seems a little confusing. I was told that I was breaching the peace, disobeying a directive and resisting arrest, all three of which is just fanciful in my view. But anyway, we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Two police officers were injured and a horse is slapped. Do you accept that that happened?
You're telling me about the injuries to the police, I'll have to check that out. I think it's important that, what we were doing there today, absolutely overwhelmingly, was linking what we said we'd do, which is link our arms, raise our voices about the climate emergency that we're facing, about the theft of Indigenous land by these massive mining corporations inside the conference that we were picketing today, and the trashing of workers' rights by companies like BHP, which is cutting its coal miners' wages by $50,000 a year, even as we speak. Those were the issues that brought us there. We said that we would link arms, raise our voices, talk about those issues and move around to obstruct entrance, and that's what we did.
Okay, but the obstructing of the entrance, I suppose, is key there, right? If you obstruct the entrance, then people can't go to the conference.
That is the whole point. We don't believe that this conference should be happening in Melbourne. If this conference was a nation, it would be the second biggest carbon emitter. And you've got major climate deniers, such as Hugh Morgan, sitting there chairing a panel, it's just business as usual. And our message is it's no longer business as usual for these corporations that are fueling runaway climate change and doing all the rest of it.
Time's did you up. Expect it to turn violent?
You don't shut down, Melbourne is one of the centre of mining capital in Australia and probably the world for that matter. So you don't take civil disobedience action against that sort of vested interest lightly. What we saw from Victoria Police today was there's a variety of words you could use. It was an attack on behalf of the 1%, on behalf of these corporations, against a bunch of people that were doing nothing more than linking arms outside their conference.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, says you're just craving media attention. Here he is on ABC News this morning.
They absolutely want to have their Facebook and social media statuses updated by this sort of thing. I mean, mining and resources provides a lot of money, particularly for the welfare payments that a lot of those people are no doubt on.
What do you say to that?
What do you say to a cabinet minister that just flat out makes stuff up? Gina Reinhart, who got the IMARC Lifetime Achievement Award in 2015, wants to write a whole bunch of bad poetry about the taxes that she pays. A bunch of these companies don't even pay any tax and treat their workers like garbage, as well as treating the environment. Is it all about publicity? It's all about, in my view, creating a civil disobedience wing of the climate movement, and it's well past time for us to do that. Every other movement that's made a change, whether it's the environment movement, going going back to the Franklin blockade, whether it's Indigenous struggles, you know, blockading their land, whether it's union picket lines. Every single movement that's ever made a difference has had to resort to, you know, at least linking arms and raising our voices. That's what we did today and we'll keep doing it.
The police said that the behaviour by protesters changed throughout the day and the mining conference continues until Thursday. So what will the tactics be? Do you expect to see more of these clashes or will you take a different approach?
Hard to say, Patricia. And honestly, you know, it depends on the police response, what our numbers are like and so on. But so we'll have to see how it unfolds over the next couple of days down in South Bank. But definitely there will be a protest presence there and definitely our aim remains to shut down these climate criminals.
Jerome, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Patricia. Cheers.
Jerome Small is one of the organisers of the blockade at the mining conference today in Melbourne. And you may have seen some of the pictures on the news. They were quite violent clashes between police and protesters. 0418 226 576 is our text line.